On this particular day, when we first of all commemorate and dedicate and honor the Blessed Virgin Mother of God, Mary Immaculate, and this the day of the week that is reserved to her in a very special way, we also have another wonderful woman of great renown, very, very important in many ways. Now, she was related to King St. Edward the Confessor of England and was born, even though she was of Saxon lineage, she was born in Hungary. And she was related also, at later on, of course, to St. Stephen of Hungary and other saints, St. Elizabeth of Hungary and St. Elizabeth of Portugal. Birds of a feather flock together. Saints do too. When it was time for her to wed, her mother instructed her, and by this time her father had died, her mother instructed her to marry the King of Scotland, King Malcolm III. And she brought great blessings to Scotland, and indeed, most of the great Catholic shrines in Scotland have their origin with her. She lived and ruled over Scotland for 30 years and was renowned for her charity to the poor. Even to this day, even those who are not Catholic honor her and honor her memory. So today we particularly pray for all mothers and wives and all girls and young ladies, that they may follow all the virtues of St. Margaret of Scotland, who, of course, imitated with great renown the virtues of the Most Holy Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.